Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time. How do, friends, and how do, family, and how do all you truckers out there? The Lot Lizard, Lot Wizard, is coming at ya. What's up, y'all? It's Donnie fucking Cash. This is the White Trash Revival, episode 54. I started off the show with the Switchblade Syndicate with the song Heaven's Nothing at All. And my friend Veronica Grimm fronts that band, and they're from the Cincinnati, Newport, Kentucky area. So that one was for you, Ms. Grimm. All right, well, as you all know, the goddamn Gallows family, Baby Genius, and Quentin Price are incarcerated of false allegations of sexual assault. I had Mikey Classic on the show last week, and you folks know where to pick up the Farmageddon compilation CD called Y'all Motherfuckers Need Justice. I do believe it's $20, and you can get it at www.newrootsorder.com. So get over there and purchase one of them. The money goes to helping them fellas get free. Do you hear me? All right, this show we got here, we got Josephus from Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre. I will be interviewing him. That's going to be a little later. And I'm pretty pumped because next week, the Coney Island Cockabilly Road Show is going to be in my area. Jason the Punk Next will be there. Viva Levox will be there. And we'll have a little circus, some burlesque dancers. Man, I might be back behind the bar smoking my wiener or something. Burlesque dancers. Hell yes. Or I might hide in Artie Elmer's beard and smoke my wiener. That's what I'm talking about. Here's the first set.
You had me run to to the devil. Devil was waiting. Run to the devil. Devil was waiting. Run to the devil. Devil was waiting all on that day. Oh, sinner man, you ought to be a praying. Oh, sinner man, you ought to be a praying. Oh, sinner man, you ought to be a praying.
Smoke another Marlboro, you motherfucker.
I was bit by a shark.
Dave, I mean, really, do they penetrate your skin? Do you really need that bandage?
Lucy, I don't know what to tell you, okay? You tell me if I need the bandage. It looks like you scraped yourself on the ladder, maybe, on the way out.
I'm sorry?
Did you get out of the water abruptly?
See, I don't know how to explain it to you. Maybe I have tough skin. Perhaps lemon sharks don't leave it that bad of a mark. Maybe they're pack animals and they're marking me for later. I don't know.
Dave, I was in a car accident once, okay? And it was really scary. I had nightmares, but...
I've been in a car accident, too. Have you ever been bit by a shark?
I was never bit by a shark. I'm just saying that I understand...
Say it again.
I was in a car accident.
No, say the last part.
I was never bit by a shark.
That's it. Then you shouldn't talk about it.
Awesome.
All right, people. We start off this set with a Muddy Roots Festival album, Nye, and it was Soda Gardaki. He's done quite a few projects. He usually just goes by the name Soda. And the song was Sinner Man. I think maybe he wrote that song about me. Maybe he had a vision about Donnie fucking Cash. Maybe the good Lord gave him a vision. And maybe Soda's really a prophet. Holy fuck. We followed that with Dead Elvis and His One Man Grave with Long Gone, Dead, and Done. I'd like to get some more music by Dead Elvis. Hell yeah, I would. We ended this set with Boise Bob and his backyard band. And the song was called Possum Meat. Now, have you folks had any possum meat? I have. And it doesn't taste like chicken. It kind of tastes like a sweaty fat girl's pussy.
Got a credit card. I'm going down the river, going down the river. She's going to take me there, she's going to take me there. Hello, Satan, hello, Satan. I always kill the ones I love. I always blocking out the sun. Is anyone having real fun? Living on this planet's hard. If you ain't got a credit card.
Neighborhood snake. You don't want to be walking from the Bowery to 42nd Street at night. I've been driving a cab here for 30 years, and I'm telling you, you don't walk around here at night. Yes, sir. It'll kill you, strip you in 10 seconds flat.
Zoe, here's the deal. Peter's always been a girlfriend guy. He put all his focus and energy into his relationships, and all his dude friends just fell by the wayside.
Zoe, don't listen to him, all right? I mean, we're 8 years apart. Barely grew up together in the same house.
This is ridiculous. Why is it weird that I had girlfriends?
Nothing. We're just saying you never really had a best friend is all.
Well, who's your best friend?
Your brother, Robbie.
What's up?
He's about the coolest guy I know.
Well, I can't quit you, baby. But I gotta put you down for a while. I can't quit you, babe. But I gotta put you down for a while. You messed up my happy home, babe. Made me lose my one desire. I'm so tired, I could cry. I could just lay down and die. I'm so tired, I could cry. I could just lay down and die. You were the only one for me, babe. You were my one desire. My one desire.
All right, neighbors, we start off this set with Bob Meyer with a song called River. It was kind of long, but it was good. You know, I do hear that a lot. We followed it with the Elixirs with Cry For Me. And we ended the set with the Nuvo Honkies with I Can't Quit You. Now, next week on my show, I will be interviewing Curtis Eller, that exquisite banjo player from New York. And later, we're going to have an interview with Josephus, so, if you hear that little kid in the background, I'm choking her. It's my daughter. And I almost got her choked out.
No, you're not.
Alright, let's get in this next set.
I was coughing.
You're going to be crying when I whip your ass. We'll be right back.
you buy, you want a cookie? Go buy one. Boop. Boop, boop.
How about some Johnny Cash?
God, I wouldn't even know how to begin. I'm just helping out. There's too many people in the world. Not enough food. Now, this takes care of both problems at the same time.
But humans. Human flesh. How could you do it?
What are you talking about? Hell, half the people in this county been eating human flesh that I have smoked for over 30 years and loving it.
Well, do you pray? Back to the world. and to die up there.
Start off that set with Chili Cold Blood with Baby Poppin' Pills. Followed that with a little Johnny Cash cover of Folsom Prison by Christian Serpas and Ghost Town. And then we ended the set with a Chuck Reagan with Do You Pray? I pray to the almighty bottle. Yes, Lord, thank you for this sweet, delicious malt liquor. Have you ever gave your lady the shocker? Or how about the Vulcan? The Vulcan is something I made up. It's two in the pink and two in the stink. Well, here's a tune by the Bad Beers called Skate. And then on the other side of this, the Josephus interview. So sit back, enjoy. On the phone, I have Josephus from Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre. How you doing?
Doing all right. How you doing today, man?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Let me ask you about your unique name first off there.
Man, originally I wrote a song about my boss, and I had like a heavy metal band. The joke was going to call it the George Jonestown Massacre, and I kind of had a country band on the side called Joe Stevenson and Dope Smoking Good Old Boys. And after some crazy reviews in my workplace, I wrote a song about my boss, like talked about how he would wash balls and all this stuff for promotion. It got a lot of radio play, local Memphis station. So around that time, I started to get the band together and just combine everything together. And since I was known as Joe Stevenson from the country stuff, I just blended it all and put that with the George Jonestown Massacre, which is a blatant ripoff of Brian Jonestown Massacre, who ripped off Brian Jones.
Okay.
But everybody knows George Jones could whip Brian Jones' ass any day.
Hell yeah. Now that name brings back memories for me, the Jonestown Massacre part, and yeah, that's because my mother had me at a young age, and she had to give me up for adoption, and I was adopted by a couple, and they were part of Jim Jones's cult.
Oh, shit.
And over there in the country where that all took place, me and my adopted parents and my brother, they were made to drink the Kool-Aid, and my brother kicked over mine, and Here I am today. I didn't drink the Kool-Aid.
Oh, damn. That's crazy. That is insane.
All right. So tell me how you got started in music there.
My dad is a rockabilly guy. Been around forever, tour with Johnny Cash and stuff, named Eddie Bunn. And my dad's been playing with him and been on TV with him since, like, probably 65. I was raised up around music, but early on, I wasn't really in the country because I'd hear, like, the Barber Man drill and stuff like that around the house, and I was, like, all into the Iron Maiden and AC/DC, and until I heard, like, the Johnny Cash stuff, Paycheck and all that, that's when I realized, oh, shit, that's way more intense and heavier than a lot of this rock stuff I'm listening to. It just kind of really got into it from there.
And so you've been doing this...
For a long time. I played guitar in a band called Grendel Crane for about 8 years, and it was kind of, I guess, why everybody in the mid-90s is doing, I guess, kind of the heavy rock to kind of sound the same on the radio. We were into, like, just weird soundscapes, and I was taking a lot of ass at the time, so every guy in the band, no one would play the same thing. Everybody would kind of just vibe off each other. Like, the rhythm section was into Dream Theater and technical metal. The other guitar player was into, like, Fugazi and Jawbox and just dissonant chords, and I was into, like, Skinny Puppy and all kind of just weird soundscapes, so we combined it together and just made some really weird-ass music. And that fell apart, like, in 98. I've had this going since probably 2005. Our first actual show was opening for Shooter Jennings at a Memphis club.
Opening for Shooter, huh? How was he?
I didn't meet him. He stayed in the trailer the whole time. His band was super cool to us. I guess they were doing, like, some, it was like an off date on some Toby Keith tour or something. But the band was super cool. They're like, you know, move our equipment, do whatever you need to do. The drummer was like, you know, you ain't got to bring a drum kit, just use our stuff. Totally cool with that. And they were super friendly to us.
But Shooter was pretty much a dick, huh?
I didn't meet him. He came in, did his thing. His girlfriend was in town, the Sopranos chick, so he was pretty much hanging on the bus with her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I never got to meet him or whatever. So I can say I've heard mixed, but I can definitely say the band was super cool to us.
Yeah, that's awesome they were cool to you, but I think he's a dick.
We managed to lock into, like, a bunch of weird shows that just really don't make sense for a band like what we do. Because I guess the third or fourth show is with Reverend Horton Heat. But then we've also played with H.R. Bad Brains, Green Jello or Green Jellies, Jim Dickinson, the guy that, you know, worked with, Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan. Some of the shows just don't make sense. Hell, Torture King. We just did another show with Jessica White, the Dancing Outlaw, which is always great. Love that fucker.
How's he?
He is the real deal. He is what you see. We did a show in Atlanta last year and then just did Memphis with Pick Up the Snake out of Knoxville and Jesco. And he's a unique individual. Got to get high with the man, so I was pretty happy about that shit.
You didn't huff no gasoline, did you?
No gasoline. Just a friend of mine had a little herb, and Jesco was in the knees like, well, take care of that shit.
Did you meet any of the other whites or just Jesco?
Mamie. It was Mamie and Jesco. She was nice, too. Extremely friendly. Jesco, once again, guys, he is the real deal. There's no act. He is the man, and what you see is what you get.
I seen that documentary, The Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, and I also seen the movie White Lightning, which is supposed to be based on Jesco White, which...
The legendary Burt Reynolds White Lightning?
No, this was a newer White Lightning.
Ah, damn.
And it wasn't very good.
Yeah, I ain't even heard of that one. I haven't seen the legendary White shit because they had a screening before we played, but we were doing a sound check and stuff, so I still have not seen the movie. I've got the, you know, the original Jesco documentaries, but I haven't seen the new one yet.
It's pretty good. I did enjoy it.
I do want to see it because everybody's like, man, you're playing with them? You ain't seen it? Like, with shit, when they're screening it, I was sound checking.
So.
I ain't going to complain. I got to hang out and get high with them, so it's like, well, shit.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Yeah, it was a win-win situation either way. So it's like, fuck it.
Hell yeah. All right, how about we do a song?
All right, how about a little, What Would Lemmy Do?
Okay. And that's off your new CD, right?
Right, Hell or High Water.
And I take it you're a Motorhead fan?
Love some Motorhead. Love, love, love. Actually, pretty much when I ain't playing music, the last two times I've probably been out to go see a show is, I'm in Memphis, me and the fiance, we went the last 2 years to go see Motorhead up in St. Louis. And they're just as badass now as when I seen them back in, like, 97, 98. God, killer band.
And have you ever met Lemmy?
No, but through the song What Would Lemmy Do, I got in touch with some fans of his from over in the UK, and I was like, my whole point of this is I'd really like to meet him and like to open up our show or something. And a friend of mine put me in contact with his official biographer, Alan Burgess, who he said, as I get him the CD, he's going to give it to Lemmy. I was like, holy shit. And I kind of did a little backtrack and looking him up, and he's the real guy. And on like his official blog, he posted a video of us playing the song live. So as soon as I actually get the CDs in within the next 2 weeks, first one's going out to them.
That's pretty fucking sweet, man.
Yeah, I got shit.
All right, let's do it.
All right, cool deal, man. I appreciate it.
I got a bottle of bourbon and a bag of weed. You can bet your last damn dollar right what I need. I got say, like an outlaw living life my way. So you got a problem, you want to see it through. You gotta ask yourself, what will Lemmy do? I seen Ace of Spades, Ace 13. Once, a brand new outlook, the rebel son. We'll always look forward, never look back. We'll always on guard, ready for the attack. Yep!
This CD right here that I just played, What Would Lemmy Do,
yep.
That's your third, correct?
Yeah, we did like that's the third full length, but we also put out a country EP. It's kind of like country versions of some of the heavy stuff called Tater Twats also.
And that Tater Twats, that was your second one?
That was like a EP we did after the second full length, yeah. Yeah, country versions of the heavier stuff.
Okay, and was Smothered and Covered your first one?
That was the second one. The first one is just self-titled. The one with the Tennessee flag with the pot leaves on the cover is the first one. With going back to Memphis and all that stuff on it.
Okay, I got the self-titled one. I got Smothered and Covered, and I got this new one here.
Okay.
All right. Now, are you folks on a record label, or are you just pretty much...
No, we do it ourselves.
Do it yourself, all independent?
I do all the booking. I take care of all the stuff myself, yeah.
So you pretty much... do it all.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, but it's good in a way, it's bad in a way. If things go great, everybody looks good, but if something goes fucked up, I'm the guy that it looks fucked up for.
So you do all the booking, do you have like a online store and all that good stuff?
JK47.com, our website. We got shirts, hats, cozies, CDs. Maybe one day we'll have the coffin like Kiss or some shit, but a little early for that one.
Holy fuck, you're a busy man.
Trying.
And you probably run your MySpace page and your Facebook, right?
All that shit.
Holy fuck. How do you have time to write a song?
In between, when you go to the bathroom, sitting around, reading the paper, you think about it, like, oh, wait, got a song idea here.
So, out there. Speaking of songs, where do you get the inspiration for your songs when you write them?
Man, there's we got one song, Honky Tonk and Ways. Second verse talks about, we had a previous drummer, I won't mention no names, but we were somewhere in Texarkana, and after a gig about 2 in the morning, he had hopped a fence after a show. And out of the woods came, you can't even make this shit up, a crack whore came out of the woods. Apparently, she was wanting to, some money for a little loving. And while she was talking to him, we were in a band, he didn't have no money, so he just kind of jerked off and fooled while he was talking to her. So I incorporated that into the second verse of Honky Tonk and Ways. Pretty much tells the story. But for some reason, a lot of wacky shit happens to us, and it's kind of starting to find its way in the songs. Just got to be careful not to get your name.
Yeah.
I know for a while, the shows I was introducing him, when he's not with me no more, but on the shows, I was like, this song is about our drummer and a crack whore, and he's like, hey, don't tell motherfuckers that shit.
Are you on tour now, or do you got a tour coming up, or what?
Usually we just do a fill up every weekend, try to with shows, but I just now got a new drummer, so we're showing him sometime we'll do like 3-4 set nights. So getting him up to shape now and doing a few shows and then getting all the stuff tied up with the CD and then gonna start just buying up stuff like crazy. We do have a mini tour coming up for sure, already booked up in Florida in October. Hit like Daytona Beach for Biketoberfest, some dates around there. All those are at the calendar at jk47.com.
Okay. So that tour in Florida, when is that going to take place?
In October, I think it's through the 15th. We're going to start out in Montgomery at a cool little place called Head on the Door. We're going to take us to Jacksonville, and I think it's October 16th or 17th, I believe. We're going to be in Daytona Beach for Biketoberfest. Loop around and make the trek back to Memphis.
Okay, and you're based out of where?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. I was just in Tennessee over the 4th of July weekend.
Oh, where'd you go?
We went to Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg.
Nice.
A real touristy area. My favorite part about the whole trip was going to Ernest Tubb Record Shop.
Oh, yeah, you can't go wrong there.
Not at all.
I didn't know there was one there because I've been to the one up in Nashville a couple times.
Yeah, they got one in Nashville and one in Pigeon Forge, and I enjoyed it. They had bluegrass bands playing out in the gazebo in the parking lot. Good times.
They got like 2 in Nashville, because one, they actually built it around his old tour bus, so you can go walk on there and check it all out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It's very nice.
All right, how about we do another song?
How about maybe another one off the new CD? How about a little Burn One Down?
Burn One Down. I bet I can't guess what that song's about.
You know it.
All right, well, here we go.
All right.
Stop.
we're back. So, I bet you have some pretty good stories from the road.
Man, we have crazy shit happen to us. Geez, I don't know where to start. First show, our last drummer played with us, because I have, like, a revolving cast, and he was kind of on the fence about playing with us. It was, like, in the middle of a field. It was, like, some kind of car show in Georgia. You drive that little back road, and there's, like, a little gravel road, and they would actually walkie-talkie to let you know people are coming. So, you know, little one-lane road. When you get in there, there's, like, a whole, like, maybe 500 cars, a little stage with a dirt track behind it. Well, after we had played, they're talking about the ambulance coming and the helicopter's coming. It's like, well, they're like, this dude broke his foot. And we're like, well, what's the big deal? What do you need a helicopter for, you know? Apparently, he had broke his foot off. So they were going to have to helicopter this motherfucker out in the middle of nowhere. Let's see what else has happened. We played in New Orleans. I met a guy that had shot somebody after Katrina and was telling us stories about how he had tied a girl to the hood of a car and lit it on fire. We get some happy people coming up to us after the show sometimes.
Man, I think I'd have ran when that dude told me that story.
Yeah. Oh, hell, some of the band guys I've had with me, we're supposed to play Heavy Rebel Weekender one year, and me and my fiance was driving. We played Johnson City the night before, so we drove all the way over to the show. The guys apparently got so fucked up, they're like, what's a map? And so they arrived, like, even after we were supposed to play. Too fucked up to even make the show. I'm like, don't be doing the Blues Brothers shit, man. You can't drive 10 hours for nothing. Like, basically, that's what happened. 10 hours for not a goddamn thing. Funny in retrospect, but man, it sure sucked at the time.
So tell me, who's some of the other people you've shared a stage with?
We played, like I said, with H.R. Bad Brains, who was a hero. David Allan Coe, we did, like, four times. Jim Dickinson, the Great Unknown Henson, Horton Heat, Skindred, I guess, a new metal band, Green Jelly, a couple shows of Torture Fiend, used to be with Jim Rose Circus, his new troupe, Hell's a Poppin', a little bit of everybody, and of course, great Jessica White.
How was Unknown Henson?
He was great. When we pulled up the show, me and a fiance pulled up, and he was sound checking the first time I played with him, and he didn't have, you know, the outfit on. She's like, man, it's like finding out there's no Santa. I like to think he's like undead Dracula or undead vampire redneck or something.
Hell yeah.
The man is unbelievable on guitar, though. Jesus Christ. Just sound checking. He's just riffing and just going the fuck off. It's unbelievable.
Is there anyone out there you'd really like to share the stage with?
Motorhead.
Motorhead, it's your number one right there.
Motorhead, Willie Nelson or Merle Haggard, but I know we can go over with a heavy stuff with the Co crowd, but I don't know how that would go over with the Willie or Merle crowd, but we definitely do all country. But anytime we play with Co, we just kind of do our thing with the heavy and the country, and that it goes over great. We always have a blast opening for him. We play with him a couple times in Knoxville and also in New Orleans.
How many times you been dicked by promoters?
Man, not a whole lot. We had one time where we played up in Missouri, and this guy owed us some money, and I knew he had paid out of pocket before at I think it was a Joe Buck show, and I heard he had went out of his own pocket, so I was like, no big deal, no problem. But he gave us 50 out of, and he owed us a couple more hundred, and he's like, I'll get it to you tomorrow before you go back to town. And basically, by about 7:30 in the morning, I called him 27 times. Drummer at the time called him 22. We actually showed up at his parents' house. I mean, he was like mid-30s, but him and his dad did booking together, and through the power of the internet and wireless, we tracked down his house address and went there, and eventually he was like, he was not there, but he was kind of shocked to find out we were at his parents' house, so he eventually got us our money with no hassle.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, just no dick around bands, especially, you know, you drive 8 hours be somewhere and do a show for you. There ain't no point just trying to fuck nobody.
Yeah, really.
Especially if they got a gun license, too.
I know you just put this CD out now, but you got anything in the horizon for a next one, maybe?
Probably just start playing out, doing a whole lot of shows, and might go record an EP pretty soon or just some cover songs, just some off-the-wall shit, but I'm wanting to record like a Black Flag cover or St. Vitus cover. Mix it in with maybe a couple country covers. Just kind of give a wave or put up for people down a little bit. Just kind of get some more music out there.
let's promote your CDs here right quick. Let's tell the audience which ones you got out again.
Got self-titled, the one, some call just the Tennessee Flag CD, because it's got the Tennessee Flag with the pot leaves and still stars. We got Smothered and Covered, the Tater Twats EP, and the new one is Hell or High Water.
All right, and how could someone purchase one of these?
Well, right now they can download the CD download, but within about, I guess by the time this is airing in the next, within 2 weeks, it'll be at Amazon.com. Any kind of stores online is going to have it through the website.
You going to have it on iTunes?
Pretty soon it's going to be on iTunes, Napster, Rhapsody, all that shit on the interstate.
Okay. And how could someone get a hold of you?
JK47.com. Anybody wants to do some booking or just holler at us. We're on Facebook, Twitter sometimes, more or less Facebook, and JK47.com.
All right. Well, what song would you like to end the interview with there?
Man, how about a little Jerk You Off My Mind?
Okay. I know all about that because I'm married. All right, and how'd you come up with this song?
Ben, actually, two guys sent me a country song. I cannot think of the names offhand because I've been drinking. But these two guys sent me a CD, and it had some country songs on it, and that was real mellow. So I got in contact with them and just said, hey, is it cool if I like some music and use your lyrics and give you guys full credit? And they were all about it. And the rest is history. That song and some others also, we have music in the porno, the Best of Racial Rock. So any porno freaks out there might be hearing some of this stuff too while you're making sweet love.
Actually, when I humped my hand, I've done it to her before.
Also, I heard we're fixing to have some in her, the Plunks Productions new DVD. Oh, I got it. Sperm Sponges 2. That was it. How did I even forget that fucking name? No shit.
All right, well, let's do this song, and I appreciate you taking the time out to do my little internet radio show.
Man, I appreciate you talking to me.
All right, well, let's do this.
All right, thanks a lot.
She got some boobies on her.
Never stare at the boobies, kid.
But how?
It's called training. You don't think I've noticed the 34 C's directly to the left of us?
Boobies.
Don't look over there. Look here.
Well, rabbit in a pea patch, picking up peas. Get away, rabbit, get away, please. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yeah, I'm calling a man a big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run. Well, rabbit jumped up, looked mighty wild. Dog took after him and run for miles. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yeah, I'm calling a man big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run. Well, big-eyed rabbit, you look mighty wild. Yes, sir, I can run a big mile. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yeah, in front of man, a big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run. Well, if you got a rabbit, you look mighty bold. Yes, bonnet, I'm heading for my hole. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yeah, in front of man, a big shotgun. Run, little rabbit, run, run, run.
And that song right there was a little String Bean. Y'all know String Bean, that infamous banjo picker. And that was a song, Run Little Rabbit Run. Here's our next set, Bone Smokers. We'll be right back.
before.
It's true. It's just impossible to go back to regular smoked meats after you tried Vincent's. You can't beat the flavor.
My wife ran away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My distant uncle passed away and left me twice a mass. Well, I've been living high until the fatal day. The lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. I ain't gonna water wrinkles in my brow. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how
motherfucker, I'm your worst fucking nightmare, you Hoosier prick.
You tried to tell me I didn't want to hear. You tried to warn me. You gave me many chances, but I missed all the dances. I know I should have stayed there and made each dance with you. I know it's kind of late, dear, for what I'm trying to say, but I never really thought you'd be going anywhere. I never really thought that you'd be going anywhere. Yeah.
it's much too late, dear, for what I'm trying to say. But I never really thought you'd be going anywhere. I never really thought that you'd be going anywhere. I never really thought that you'd be going anywhere.
I've been pretty much sober the whole show until just now. You know, I do my show. I do bits and pieces here and there. I don't sit down and do a show all at one take. My shit pretty much stretches throughout the week. That's just how I roll. But now, I got a slight buzz. Previous part of the show, sober as a motherfucker, and it probably sucked. Anyway, I started off the set with Mad Marge and the Stonecutters with Ode to the Devil. You know what? The devil's got a bad rap. You know, Satan probably really ain't as bad as all the Christians say he is. He just likes to have a good time and party and let his hair down. You know? Fuck all you Christians that say he's a bad guy. He's not. We followed that with Rancid Vat with a Hank Williams cover, I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. And Hank Williams is fucking God. That's all I can say. If you haven't signed the petition to get him reinstated into the Grand Ole Opry, get over and do that. And you can do that at www.reinstatehank.org. Get over there and sign that motherfucker. I have signed the actual book. Are you jealous? Yes, you are. We ended the set with some Hacienda Brothers with Warning. Dig it. That's all I could say. Dig it. All right, all you guys out there that are single or pondering getting married, remember these words of advice. And this is not sexist. This is just true speaking. This is fucking Donnie Cash telling you motherfuckers what it's all about. If you're going to marry a gal, don't do it unless she surrenders all holes. That's all I could say. You know what? I've surrendered all holes. So, I'm worth marrying. Here's the last set. And take it out of my hole, bitch.
I know, if there's blood on the bench tonight, then I really must have been doing something right. Well, I know, if there's blood on the bench tonight, then I really must have been doing something right. Well, I know, if there's blood on the bench tonight, then I really must have been doing something right. Well, I know, if there's blood on the bench tonight, then I really must have been doing something right.
Cleanest. tonight, then I sure as hell must have been doing something right.
I'm the one who was supposed to take care of everything. I'm the one who was supposed to make everything okay for everybody. But it just didn't work out like that. And I left. I left you. You never did anything wrong. You know? I used to try to forget about you. I used to try to pretend that you didn't exist. But I can't. You're my girl.
I'm always walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight searching for you.
You in a glass jar on the mantelpiece.
Good friend.
All right, y'all. Well, that was the last set right there. And I started it with Greenland is Melting with Blood on the Banjo. I followed that with Stellar Corpses with Stalking After Midnight, which is somewhat of a cover of Walking After Midnight. You don't want to do none of your stalking in the daytime, because that's how motherfuckers get caught. You want to stalk a motherfucker? Do it after midnight. That is the logical thing to do. And we ended the set with Pump Jack with Bowling Alley Queen. Pump Jack is a good southern metal band, and I do dig the fuck out of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm drinking some Milwaukee's Best Ice, which is rather tasty and cheap. It cost me $3.50 for a six-pack. So I gotta drink that shit. Whatever's cheap is what I drink. That's how I do it, folks. Well, I think that's gonna be it for my show. I wish that you folks would let me know if my show is too long or what. Let me know if you want me to shorten the show up, or if it's fine right where it's at. Let me know. You know, find me on Facebook, find me on MySpace, or email me at don@section86.com. I want to know, because I used to do a 45-minute show, now I do about a 2-hour show. And you guys are hearing great fucking music. I play all kinds of motherfuckers on here. So, I want you, the listeners, to let me know. And if you have something you want to say, and I will play it on the air, then call this number right here, folks. 206-339-8419. I will play whatever you say. If you want to say Donnie fucking Cash has a little cock and he can't fuck, and I know this because I was banging his wife, I'll play that shit. I don't give a fuck. That's just how I roll, motherfuckers. Yeah. But that's going to be it for the show. I got a bunch of fucking interviews lined up, folks. Next few weeks, I will have someone on the show. That's fucking awesome. Next week is going to be Curtis Eller. Awesome dude, great banjo player. You folks will enjoy. And I think I'm going to end the show tonight with Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. And this is going to be a new song off their CD, The Wages. And the song is called Born Bred, Corn Fed. That, my friends, is how I like my women. Yes, Lord. So, until next week, I'm out, motherfuckers! Woo!
door.
I'm sorry, baby, but...
Do you know what time it is?
No.
Come to bed and fuck me now.
Okay.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.